You set the world on fire. I just want to start.
Hello, hello, hello. This is British Jack coming to you from Los Angeles. And this is my radio show again. So, what have we here today? We're dealing with at least a discussion of the Empire. In my last show, I briefly touched on just things and incidents, and I think I spoke on the Emperor and things like that. But I mean, I see it, it's an evil we have to deal with, and it's better the evil that we know than the evil that we don't. And in just the example of the Federal Republic of New York, they're the evil that we really don't want to know, because, I mean, all the stories, all the evidence, I mean, look at what you see in the news media. For those of you that actually have access and are still part of the power grid, I mean, the evidence of crucifixions is there. It's real. And, I mean, every single day you have to worry about something new coming about. Now, I mean, I won't say that all of it is real. Because, I mean, the chances of everything that our good old government had to say, being all kosher, I think that's the word that some people have used. Well, I mean, it being all real and not propaganda, well, in my opinion, I would say that a lie placed within two truths. Alright. So, it's been about 12 hours since my last show, and you're probably wondering why everything sounds a little bit better than it did before. It's because we were having some technical difficulties with the transmitter. Not to mention, we were getting some really bad feedback that was coming out of one of the pieces of equipment that we've got. And do remember this, that our equipment, some of it dates back over 50 years. So a lot of this is just, it's something that, I mean, we're going to have problems from time to time. That's why I have a mention of Mr. Tommy Gibson, because he's gotten me some parts over the years. Now, where are we today? I said I was going to talk about the Empire. Alright, Lost Angels. Where does that sit within the whole concept of an empire that spans most of what was North America? Well, still is North America. I mean, that's just the name of the continent, isn't it? Lost Angels, for the most part, is a city on its own. We're a free state, if you would. Now, that's not to say that that free state doesn't have to pay its dues to the Empire. Of course it does. Everyone has to pay their dues to the Empire. And, I mean, some things, like I was saying before, we were probably asking ourselves, well, what exactly happened? They came across the channel. And this is true. They did come across the channel on us. And in the process of coming here, I was detained for about 3 months. And if you're asking where I was detained, I was actually detained in Chicago. Yes, the bleeders actually took me back to Chicago, and for a brief time, they actually tried to try me. Now, one thing to realize is because of the precarious situation that we've got for Lost Angels, you're dealing with a situation of, they didn't extradite me properly, and that's the reason why I was released. And if you know anything about the Imperial government, it's a case of balancing on the edge of a dagger. If they do too much that's against their own laws, then, and against the old laws, because a lot of the old laws are still out there and are still in use. I mean, for the most part, habeas corpus is still around, which a lot of people forget about that. They see the heavy-handed tactics of the Imperial Legions, and they assume that they have no rights. And that just isn't true. You do have some rights. You have a right to a trial. And that's how I was freed. Because they didn't extradite me correctly and properly and that type of thing. Now, you're probably asking, what kind of havoc did they leave me with? Well, as I said, I was detained for 3 months, and in that process of being detained, their soldiers decided to have at it with some of my equipment. Some of it just disappeared. So, I mean, that's fine. Other equipment, they decided to destroy, thinking that some of the things I had said in the past about them were less than casually appropriate. Yes, I've actually got a drink today. Some of you over the years have been asking the questions, like, why don't we hear anything about British Jack actually drinking alcohol? Well, it's difficult to get to begin with. And years ago, as I said, when I was first coming into the colonies, I was detained, and, well, I mean, we'll just be honest about it, I was a lush, and I drank quite a bit, and, well, I had a chance to dry out while I was in the detainment camp, and once that was done, I made a choice. The choice was quite simple, I decided not to drink. And, I mean, if I was going to drink, I was going to drink reasonable amounts, not something stupid. And I'm not calling anyone who drinks stupid, because it's not... I mean, that's all your choice. Now, why am I drinking now? Well, I had a hard day attempting to get the transmitter all working again. Well, with all the power we're routing through it to actually broadcast a radio signal instead of uplinking to satellites, we're running into more difficulties than we thought we would. Now, one thing we also apparently don't have to do is go by what the Imperial government has for standards of radio broadcasts. Another odd quirk of the whole way everything worked out. You'll notice by the last broadcast, I seemed a little bit confused what our call sign was, and it's because I didn't quite know it. Now, the call sign that we've always used over the years was BJFM, British Jack Radio, and it's more or less it's going to stay the same. Because I see no need to go changing things, so whenever I come back to further shows, it'll simply be BJFM. Alright. Now, what's going on in Los Angeles? We've had issues of food getting into the city, but a lot of that comes down to problems attributed to bad crops. The fields, well, I mean, a lot of the lands that produced crops went down when the Great Quake came, and, I mean, you've got Silicon Valley, you've got a lot of farmlands that just plunged right into the inland sea, and that didn't make things easy. So we're still trying to survive in this whole process of everything. Now, how does the government really affect us? For the most part, it doesn't. The Imperial government does its own thing, and we've got our own militia, police force, what have you, that watches over the city and makes certain that nothing unseen happens. And, I mean, I loosely call this a city, we've had 50 years to rebuild, and we just don't have all the supplies. I mean, it's pretty ramshackle in that regard. Now, farther up coast, we have San Francisco, which San Francisco is doing quite well. It's a fortress city. What can you expect? It's the also the capital in the province of Pacifica. And I've been there a few times over the years, and I've had no real problems to speak of. I will say that from my last experience, it did seem to have more than what I thought would be in the way of entertainers, of the night side. Think of something appropriate. Well, I mean, I've never been appropriate over the years, so let's just leave it alone. Of the prostitute type. It said it had quite a few prostitutes. And I was kind of surprised at that. I mean, you'd think that other occupations become a little more valuable, but apparently not. One thing that I have noticed is that the wine industry seems to be flourishing, at least north, in the north side of California. And that's... I called it California. And the northern parts of Pacifica. And, I mean, for the most part, that's a good thing. Now, what else have we got going on? Alright, I've been catching more and more radio broadcasts out of... What is the name of the place? Chicago. And some of them have been interesting, to say the least. We've got a... there's a broadcaster out there. He simply goes by the name Nightcrawler. And he actually stopped by the prison that I was being held at, and spoke to me for a brief time. And he had said that I was an inspiration of his, that he heard my radio show and immediately decided that it was time to bring back some form of free radio in the Chicago area. And more power to you, Nightcrawler. That's exactly what this is about. I won't kid you, there's not exactly freedom of speech. So, what they're dealing with, at least with me, is... I mean, I'm an outsider looking in. But I'm not exactly an outsider. I mean, as I said, I am Atlantean, but I'm not... I'm not exactly a pariah. I just don't want to be part of the politics. And I tried as much as I could to stay out of the politics. And the politics were always difficult. I mean, whether you were dealing with the antics of the Imperium and the renegade houses in the British Isles, or the sheer amount of paranoia that is rampant throughout the rest of the Empire, and brought about by the Scarlet Brotherhood. I mean, one would think that an organization charged to protect the Empire from all of its internal threats would be doing something a little more productive. Would that... I think productive is the right word for it. But now, they're near constant paranoia. I mean, it has people being dragged out of their homes even now. The only thing I can like them to, and now with as much power as they have, is the German Gestapo during World War II. And I'll tell you this, I was not born during the Blitz. I was born many years after it, so you don't have to assume that I'm some ancient creature that's out there. And no, I'm not one of those little ones. Although, as years are starting to mount up on me, I'm left with few choices of whether or not to do that or find some other alternative to extend my life, because I mean, once I'm gone, I mean, there's a few other personalities through BJFM, but I don't know how they will keep things going after I go. And one thing I did say was that if the government takes me down, I will be a martyr. And that is the truth, because I've got a following out there. I get emails from people all the time. And that's one thing that you have to keep on remembering, that the old email systems, the old satellites, actually still are active. You just have to find workarounds. And the imperial government, I mean, for the most part, I mean, they have all the codes. Oh. And I listened over my broadcast, and I realized that I had stopped short of saying why I thought that the imperial government hadn't taken out the Federal Republic of New York. And the reason being, and I'm not going to dodge it by avoiding the question or avoiding the answer, is there's rumors going around that Sadowski had access to the nuclear launch codes, and that he was more than willing to decimate what was left of humanity and civilization to stop the Atlantean government from taking New York. So, I mean, that's a pretty good deterrent. I mean, I know now that the Atlantean government, the Imperium, I mean, obviously has access to the launch codes for many of the silos, but just how many did Sadowski actually get access to? And if he was high enough ranking, well, you see the picture. Okay. Other stories that I've been hearing. All right. We've got, I've heard tales of places that sealed themselves up during the time of the Year of Judgment. There was, I'm trying to remember this. I remember there was a resort city that was under the Gulf of Mexico. And believe it or not, they actually named themselves Atlantis. And it sealed itself up. And as far as I know, no one has heard anything from them for 50 years. So, I mean, it's quite possible that they're still out there. Or they sealed themselves up and they died from a lack of food, which is totally possible. Or a lack of power. And a lack of power means a lack of oxygen. Yeah, you can see what happened. Alright, the other tales speak of these vaults that had been created by the federal government of the United States, that if their purpose were to save citizens from some nuclear holocaust, some asteroid strike, you name it. And, I mean, there's tales that the government was able to get people in before everything fell apart, and that these vaults are still out there, and they may not have opened yet. Things to think about. Alright. Also, I have learned that there is a group based out of the ruins of Washington. Not Washington State, as in the ruins of Washington, D.C., called the Brotherhood of Alexandria. Their purpose, from what I've learned, is actually to protect the wisdom of the ages, as they call it. Protect everything that mankind has learned over the generations. And they've been gathering information, they've been gathering books and things like that. So if you happen to run into one and you actually have several copies of a specific book, then I urge you, give them a copy. I mean, it can't hurt, and all it can do is ensure that the wisdom of the ages does not die with our current generation. And who knows what could happen tomorrow, or next week, or 10 years from now. Alright, what else have we got here? Alright, as I was saying yesterday, We have Biker Wars coming up. And I may have not been entirely clear about what I meant about it. Biker Wars was meant as a peaceful gathering. And basically, they made arrangements, kind of like those old summits that used to happen between the global governments, where they would make economic deals and they would also make treaties and things like that. And that's basically the whole point of biker wars. It's to avoid the violence on the roads and to limit the violence to biker wars itself. Do it in a structured format. I don't see a problem with that. You, by structuring it, you keep the violence off of the roads. You keep the bikers from going after government forces, and you keep the government forces from going after the bikers. All right. Now, one thing that has always been a staple is of my radio shows is I go on and list safe havens out there in the world. Now, I mean, you must realize that some of the information I have is dated, so let me take it with a grain of salt. Now, we know for a fact that if you are traveling through the Midwest in near the Great Lakes, I believe it is Lake Erie, there are two places that you can bed down for the night that do have power and that do have a fairly decent selection of food and clothing and odds and ends. And they also do have the ability to take imperial dollars. It's called the Blue Devil Motor Works. They're based out, one of them was based out of, let's see, Ash Harbor, which was near, I think, the old city of Cleveland, I believe. And there was also one that was in and around the ruins of Toledo, near Old Detroit. Now, for some reason, I'm forgetting the one near Toledo. It must be, it's just the proximity to Toledo and all that. All right. Other safe havens that we still know about. You still have a safe haven in New Austin. If you're passing through, stop by Margo, excuse me. I apologize. I've been out that way. I've met her and I misspoke her name. Margo and Gabrielle. They run two establishments in New Austin. One of which is a boarding house where you can actually bed down and have a good home-cooked meal. And I assure you, I've eaten there and the food was excellent. The other place, if you're looking for a good time for the evening, is what is it? It is one of the metal churches. They actually established a metal church. This one wasn't one of the original ones. I'm trying to remember the name of it. For the life of me, I can't remember the name of the metal church that's near them, that they have founded. But there are entertainers that come through there all the time. They do trade, which is a good thing. And also, there's Tommy Gibson's Trading Post. You can stop by there, and he has every part you can imagine. If you're looking for weapons, there's also a weapons dealer in town. And as far as I know, as long as you've got the Imperial permits, you can buy as much in the way of heavy weapons as you need. And this is directed more towards the communities that actually need these kind of weapons for the militias. So you can go to New Austin and attempt to get what weapons you might need. They also have a fairly good selection of vehicles. All right. Elizabethtown, there is a hotel there that is accepting visitors that are passing through the area. There's also a market. The market, I've been to it, is quite good. Now, there's also a settlement in Kitty Hawk. And if you go there, just be aware that they've been through some troubles. I don't know the full extent of what they've gone through, but I know that it has made them difficult to deal with, and they're a bit paranoid. So you must have some patience with them. All right. As I was saying, there was an incident going on in the Pacific Northwest, in the town community, excuse me, of Spokane. It was in Washington, I believe. I believe it was. They're being attacked periodically now by a rogue army simply known as the Brotherhood. If you are a mercenary in the area and you're looking for work, these people need your assistance. Do not just turn your back on them. They need your help. And at that point, they will pay you. I've already spoken with them. That's the reason why you're getting as many messages about Spokane now as you're going to get anywhere, is because my radio broadcast is the one that people are listening to. And it's not government propaganda. I'm not accusing Nightcrawler of spouting government propaganda, but there's a fine line that is drawn in the sand. So he has to be careful, unlike me, who can do whatever he wants and needs as time goes by. Alright, what else has been going on? A hurricane did pass through the eastern seaboard of North America. From what I understand, what I've seen of the weather patterns from weather satellites, it has wrecked the east coast of what was Florida. And I know that there's a name for that particular province, but I haven't been down there, and I constantly forget about it. So I can tell you this, that if you're in that area, they are looking for assistance. And you're probably going to be able to find a home for us all, as long as you assist in rebuilding. That's what this is all about. Alright. What else do we have? We've been getting reports of night siders coming closer and closer to known communities, larger communities that have not previously had night siders since they were cleaned out shortly after the Year of Judgment and the Long Night. So be aware, the night siders, they're running out of food, which means they're leaving the ruins of the cities. Now, some of you have written asking, is there anything of value left in the ruins? And I can assure you, yes, there is. And the reason why I can assure you this is the Night Siders were there, and they've been there for a long time. And as long as they're there, you've got people that can only go in there for certain amounts of time. It's been 50 years, but there's still going to be goods and supplies in warehouses and such. Just be aware, once you go into those cities, get out before dark. Get yourself out into the wilderness. Find yourself an old home to box yourself in and fortify it until morning. These things are dangerous. Alright, what else? Music-wise, from what I understand, the music industry is starting to reappear in the Chicago area. And I've heard of bands appearing in Kalestis as well. there is going to be a tour of Vile Torment. Or at least the new Vile Torment. I know Jean-Marc Foucault is still the lead singer, although most of his band has died. Most of the original band died during the Year of Judgment. So, if you can check them out, they're very good, and I'll see what I can do about finding some of their music for my show. Past that, what do we have left? We have me and my message. My message to you is as it always has been. Make each day brighter than the last. Because if you don't, there will be no future. There will be no tomorrow. You all fear the government. You fear what is going to come next. You fear uprisings. And you fear the decimations that come after the uprisings. Look after your communities. Look after your children. They are your future. And that's what's important. Rebuilding the future. Whether you're Atlantean or human, our future can only come about by us working together. And that is the most important thing of all. We will not crawl out of this dark age without each of us doing our part. And that's it. That's the show for today. And I'll do what I can to do another show. As long as this one, hopefully. I don't know. One would think that my shows would start getting shorter, but they seem to be getting longer. And past that, I will leave you with some something to brighten your spirit. Thank you.